Yo, I'm telling you, man.
Telling me what?
I got the hottest car on the block, period. Look at it, man. I got the fresh paint, the wood grain. Look at the wheels, nigga. That's chrome right there.
My shit is better, man.
Yeah, your shit's cool, but it ain't got the system like mine. My shit thump. This is my baby right here.
Oh, that's your baby?
This is my baby.
Tell you all a little story. About falling in love with material things. Hey yo, we all infatuated with material things. It could be our rims, car, stereo, and rings. As superior as it may seem, it's pointless how you cherish objects that hold no value. Life is something larger than what a store could sell. I know it all too well. I got a story to tell about a brother named Kamal. He was 20-something years young. The speakers in his car could pierce your eardrums. Kamal had a nice little Cadillac to build. He'd ride down the block to let cats look at the wheels. He fell in love with his car, and niggas noticed it. Joked with him, said he sprayed armor or more. More than deodorant. He just laughed and told him that the shit can't faze me. The jump back in his lap, which he nicknamed his baby. Kamal had a wife and two beautiful C's, but why he loved his car so much was ludicrous to me.
Running round, round like your world is gonna end. Gotta get that cash money, clothes, cars, rings and things. All I think about is getting more. What love you got, you ignore. Who is your real baby, baby?
And two beautiful seeds, but why he loved this whip so much was ludicrous to me. His wife bitched at him every day, but he couldn't see it though. She said he loved this vehicle more than his 3-year-old. Sometimes I believed it when his family was getting it. He'd make them all take off their shoes just to sit in it.
Damn.
And nobody, including his wife, he had a set of keys. Don't ask him to drive, this brother used to get extreme. I mean, every last dime he put into his baby, gave it more attention than he gave to his lady. He never changed, every day the same thing went on. Hooking up a car he couldn't half make the payments on. With grains, TVs, and 20-inch chrome. But his life made a turn that one day he went home. It was around 6 o'clock on a hot summer Friday. He saw his kids playing as he pulled up in the driveway.
You're running round, round like your world is gonna end.
Like your world's gonna end.
Gotta get that cash, money, clothes, cars, rings, and things. All you think about is getting more. What love you got, you ignore. Who is your real baby, baby? Who is your real baby?
It was around 6 o'clock on a hot summer Friday. He saw his kids playing as he pulled up in the driveway. Kamal had somewhere to go, so he left his keys in it. Just to grab his gym bag, it wouldn't take 3 minutes. So he left the car running in front of his house. Talking to his spouse, he was laughing and running his mouth. They carried on while the children played in the driveway. Then they heard a loud scream from outside. See, what happened was the oldest son jumped behind the wheel of his Cadillac to fill while the 3-year-old was still in the driveway. Somehow put the car in reverse and backed up over the body of his little brother first. And the pressure from the car killed Kamal's son as soon as it touched. Is this the same fucking car that he loves so much? I know it sounds sad and crazy in the end, but he'll never call that car his baby again.
You're running round, round like your world is gonna end.
Like your world's gonna end.
Gotta get that cash, money, clothes, cars, rings and things. All you think about is getting more. What love you got, you ignore. Who is your real baby, baby? Who is your real baby, baby?
We'll be right back.